The word botnet is one of them there portmanteaus, the combo of words robot and network to create a name for a big collection of computer applications, networks, software that does things autonomously. A botnet sounds good in theory, unless a botnet goes evil. Then the botnet can turn computers into what those in the biz call zombies. Botnets are making a rise in the world of malware. By one count, 40% of the 800 million computers connected to the internet are bots behaving badly, sending spam, stealing information, and then infecting others. And they just creep right up on you, and you might not even notice it. To help us better understand the botnet, both good and evil, we've called up Joe Stewart, senior security researcher with SecureWorks, an information security firm. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Allison.
So I gave a really basic definition of a botnet. Will you flesh that out for us a bit?
Sure. Well, a botnet is a group of bots, which are just automated computer programs. And they're sometimes called zombies, as you mentioned, or some people call them drones. But the key thing about the botnet is that all of these bots are controlled by one individual or sometimes a group, and they act in a coordinated way. So they're able to carry out tasks that a single computer by itself couldn't do.
For example?
Well, botnets could be used for good or bad. So, for instance, you might look at the botnet that's run by Stanford. You know, they try to solve problems that could lead to cures for diseases. And there's one run by the SETI project where bots look for unusual signals in the data that are captured by SETI's radio telescopes.
So those are the good uses of botnets, but like many things, there are unintended consequences, and botnets can be used for evil. Can you give me an example?
So the kind of botnets that might be run by criminals are the ones that most people are talking about when they use the term botnet. So they might be talking about the Storm botnet, which is one that's been big in the news here. It's gone back for several years. I looked at one called So Big. There's one in the news lately called Mega D. So there's lots of different botnets out there all doing different things.
All right, explain to our folks why Storm botnet is in the news for behaving badly.
Well, Storm just came on the scene last year, and it really just made a big impact in the amount of email it was generating. So Storm is designed to send spam, but it also sends links to itself so that it can infect more users. And
so it kind of feeds itself?
Yeah, it just had such a big email list and trying to go out there and collect new users. And every time a new user would get infected, all the email addresses from that person's hard drive would then be used to send it out to more people. And so it grew really big, really fast.
You mentioned a couple of different botnets. I mean, are there just loads of them out there waiting to infect my computer?
Yeah, there actually are loads of them out there. There's just, hundreds of them. And, there's a few big ones. There's a lot of small ones. And they're all out there just to do, one of just a few different things, basically.
Now, is there any way that I can figure out that my home computer has been commandeered by a botnet, has been brought into the botnet army and turned evil?
It's difficult. I mean, sometimes you might be able to tell, let's say if they're sending out a lot of spam, it might actually slow your computer down and you may be a little more unresponsive than normal. But usually, I mean, you don't see any indication that tells you. I mean, they don't want you to know that you're infected because they want to stay on your computer as long as they can.
We have a question from coming out of our control room, wants to know if Macs are vulnerable.
Macs, they are vulnerable, but they're not as big of a target. So, I mean, anybody, can write a program and run it on any operating system, whether it's, Windows or Mac or Linux. And, so they can certainly write bots for Mac, and a few people have, but, there's not as many Mac users out there. It's mainly Windows users that are the target right now.
We're talking to Joe Stewart, who's a senior security researcher with SecureWorks, an information security firm. And we should point out that part of what your business is to fight these botnets. How does one do that?
Well, the way that most people have to fight them is to, on one hand, try to identify the users that are infected with them. So we try to, detect the kind of traffic they're sending out on the network and try to identify anybody that's infected and get them cleaned. And on the other hand, it's trying to shut down their command and control points. So we try to identify, you know, where they're being controlled from and go to these ISPs and get those command points shut down.
Now, at this point, people who use botnets for malicious use, are they breaking laws? Which laws are they breaking if they are?
Usually they're breaking laws, at least in the U.S., but unfortunately a lot of these botnet owners are located in countries where it's either not against the law or the authorities, you know, don't really care about it that much.
Is there something that I can do personally to my computer? Is there some sort of botnet prophylactic? Is there any way I can keep my computer from getting infected?
Well, unfortunately, no. I mean, as long as there's people out there that want to, you know, send spam or steal money, they need botnets. And so you're never going to be completely safe. They're always going to try to find a way around your defenses. But, you know, you can reduce your risk of being infected, you know, if you do several things. So you might already have an antivirus scanner, right? But, you know, they're just not as effective as they used to be at catching these things early on. And that's because the criminals, they have antivirus too. Mm-hmm. So they're going to make sure their bot's not going to be detected before they even send it out. So you might, you know, not detect that you're infected, you know, for a week or a month later, and, you know, there's a good chance they might even disable your antivirus. So you've got to take additional steps. So you have to look at how this stuff gets on your computer in the first place, and it's one of two ways usually. Either they're going to try to trick you into running a program,
mm-hmm.
or they're going to get you, you know, automatically when you visit a website by taking advantage of weaknesses in your web browser where they can get something to automatically install.
All right. So the thing I can do personally is not to get tricked into clicking through to some website.
Exactly. So
okay.
you have to be suspicious of just about everything you receive. So even if it's from someone you know. Because, you know, guess what? Your friend might be infected with a bot, and the bad guys might be using his or her address book to find new victims. You know, this is what Storm did. So if you get an email with an attachment that you didn't expect from anybody, you know, email them back first and ask them about it.
Good advice.
Same goes for links.
Good advice. Joe Stewart is a senior security researcher for SecureWorks. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Joe Stewart's also my dad's name. It's kind of fun to just call him Joe there. Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, the big meat out, a day when vegetarians work to increase their numbers. But we'll hear from some folks from the other side, the editors of Meat Paper. It's coming up on the BPP.